By this point, you may have had enough of Santa and Christmas. Well, we have the antidote for you. Here's Alina Simone with this week's Sideways Glance, our regular look at those stories that make us do a double take.
Do you remember that awesome fairy tale about the little girl who cut off her finger so that her bone could open the cage where her brothers were held prisoner? No? It's called The Seven Ravens, and it's from the Brothers Grimm. In my Russian family, that's what we call the bedtime story. Growing up with these dark, unpredictable tales did something to me. After that, Disney always came off as too safe, too happy, and ditto for that most cheerful of holidays, Christmas. So when I heard about a party celebrating not Saint Nick, but Krampus, his cloven-hooved, chain-swinging Eastern European sidekick, I thought, that sounds like fun. Joanna Ebenstein is the founder of Morbid Anatomy Library, which has been hosting Krampus Fest for years now. She discovered the anti-Santa in 1994 at a Burger King in Hungary.
Standing next to St. Nicholas was this demonic figure. He had hooves, and he had horns, and he was carrying chains. And I'd never seen anything like this before. This was at the Burger King. This is just like your standard go shake Santa's hand. And I had some friends in Hungary, and I was like, what is that? And they explained, oh, that's Krampus. You guys don't have Krampus? Well, I just became really curious about the roots of Christmas and how surprised I was that there ever was a dark part of Christmas. You just don't think of it that way. You know, Santa, they say he knows if you're going to be naughty or nice, but really nothing happens to you if you're naughty. If you're naughty in Hungary, you could get hauled away by this demon and beaten with chains. Like, it's a very different situation. I just thought it was kind of fascinating.
Joanna finds a lot of strange things kind of fascinating. A lot of things she's fascinated by are also kind of dead. As I chat with her here at Morbid Anatomy in Brooklyn, I'm facing a real human skeleton and a two-headed taxidermy duck.
You know, my whole life I've been called morbid for being interested in these things. I don't find it dark. I find it that any curious human being wants to know about this stuff. That's how I feel about it. It's just my own curiosity unfettered by conventions, I guess.
I meet one of Joanna's merrily morbid comrades the next night at Krampus Fest. Laetitia Berbier came here from Paris 2 years ago to work on her art history dissertation. She's wearing a necklace made from coyote bones and what looks like the exact opposite of a Christmas sweater.
It's a Krampus sweater. I bought it on the internet. In France, we don't have a tradition of Christmas jumpers or sweaters. So when I came here and I discovered this, like, you know, bizarre, negative, tacky version of like a Christmas sweater, I totally, you know, fell in love with it.
Laetitia never finished the dissertation. Now she's head librarian at Morbid Anatomy. And she met her husband here too, at a taxidermy competition. I see him wandering around, dressed, of course, as Krampus. This party is definitely more Halloween, less Christmas, but it's anything but morbid. Next year, Morbid Anatomy will take over a three-story former nightclub and transform into a museum. Joanna says their first exhibit will feature the whimsical taxidermy of British artist Walter Potter.
So really, the Morbid Anatomy Museum will celebrate things that fall between the cracks, let's say that. So it's a bit larger than death. I'm interested in death because nobody looks at it. I'm interested in Krampus because nobody looks at it. I'm interested in Walter Potter because very few people look at it.
I ask Joanna just what it is about obscure and morbid subject matter that appeals to her so much. And I tell her I'm not immune, perhaps given my own childhood diet of dark fairy tales.
When I was a kid, I really responded to things that didn't have happy endings. And you might call that dark, but for some, it made me feel. And I liked feeling. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that's something that Americans don't like to do. I'm not sure.
Maybe. But Joanna will have a chance to change that. After 7 years of running Morbid Anatomy as a labor of love, she has a new salaried position as creative director of the Morbid Anatomy Museum. But I don't want to call that a happy ending. So, happy beginning, Joanna. For The World, this is Alina Simone in New York.